Now, when you go to a music venue to catch a band, there's a good chance the people surrounding the production, the band itself, the sound engineer, maybe the booking agent, maybe even the audience, are mostly men. And our next guests are looking to change that starting at the local level. Tessa Echevarria joins us now. She's the co-owner and engineer at analog recording studio Williamson Magnetic Recording Company. She's a co-founder of the Half Stack Sessions, a group of women dedicated to promoting inclusion and equality in the Madison music community. Tessa, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, tell us about the mission of Half Stack Sessions.
Yeah, so the mission of the group is to create a space for women and non-binary folk and LGBT musicians to meet up and grow with each other and be able to form projects and, you know, get into music. Maybe someone who's plays but hasn't gone out and played shows or isn't comfortable playing in front of people, you know, a place for them to meet and sort of gather together. And then to take that energy and push it out into the broader scene and see a broader effect at the local level for music venues and shows to have more diversity on bills and booking and audience and ownership and whatnot.
And what were some of the experiences that you and your colleagues had that made you think, yeah, we need something like this?
Yeah, well, so it was founded by four women who are all in bands in the local scene in Madison, mostly in rock and pop bands. And we would get together all the time at shows and we'd be like, oh, we had this terrible experience because, you know, we felt uncomfortable in a show standing in the audience listening to a guy singing a song about how he's going to kill his girlfriend if she leaves him, or somebody gropes you inappropriately, or, you know, how to deal with these things just like as people in shows. And then that leads us to frustrations of never being thought that we're actually in the band, never being taken seriously as musicians or engineers or as people who have their own right to be there and are not just attached to their boyfriend or husband. And we talk about this and, it ebbs and flows as different events happen. And I just started thinking, I was like, you know, I'm tired of being frustrated and I want to do something. So I talked to other women in the scene and everyone was sort of feeling the same way. And we were like, all right, we should start a group where we can work to start affecting change in the areas that we can as, you know, small time musicians that play small venues and not, you know, the larger national scene. And so I wanted it to work from ground up. And that's, you know, just the culture of how people like relate to music and how shows go and how venues are run and how billing and booking is done. And it starts from a young age of what, you know, is acceptable gender-wise for people to play and do and be interested in.
You know, I think a lot of things traditionally seen as male occupations, you know, if you go to the doctor's office, there's a woman doctor, you don't think twice about it anymore. A police officer, whatever, you name it. What is it about rock and pop music that makes it seem like a woman on the stage? Like, why does that still seem weird?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think it's interesting because in some ways I think that societal-wise people think of creative professions as more female professions, you know, as not practical, but not the case in music at all. And it is very male-dominated in every aspect. And I think that's the part that people kind of forget. It's not just that the people on the stage are normally male, you know, which is a big part. You go to a show and you see men performing as a young boy, you're like, I'm going to be that one day. You know, you associate yourself with what you're seeing on stage. But it's important to think about that not only are the musicians on the stage, but the producers, the songwriters, the engineers, the people who are running the record labels, the people that are running the venues, those are all also incredibly male-dominated fields. And so they're putting out a certain perspective that they have from being that, and it makes it harder and harder for women to enter into different levels of the music scene or different ways of being part musician or engineer or venue owner because all of the aspects are so male-dominated.
Tessa Echevarria is with us talking about the group Half Stack Sessions, aimed at making music scenes more inclusive and equal, including starting here in Madison. And can you talk a little bit? It's not just a matter of there are guys doing this stuff, but actively unwelcome situations sometimes for people who aren't the normal rock and, or what people see as the normal rock and roll guys up on the stage.
Yes, that's definitely true. There's, I think, a idea that goes along with rock and roll that it's a dude thing, that it's, you know, all about being the biggest man or something. And that's not necessarily what it has to be or what it is. It's one of the reasons that we called our group Half Stack Sessions, is that if you're thinking musically, a full stack is a larger amp and it creates more noise, and a half stack is a softer amplifier. So we're saying that, you know, we're relating that to our experience with female musicians, saying we are not broadcasting as loudly. Like, we are not seen as loud or as rock and roll as our male counterparts, regardless of what music we're actually playing. And that's sort of the metaphor we're using for the group's name.
At a practical level, what kind of things are you doing with Half Stack Sessions?
Yeah, so we have monthly meetings where we get together that are members only. So that's only for women, non-binary folk, LGBT, to come in, and we sort of share experiences. We talk about skill shares. You know, a hard thing as a female musician is, like, people talk about going into Guitar Center or something and just not being taken seriously, like not thinking that they actually want to buy an electric guitar, like not being able to, like, figure out, like, talk about pedals or, like, get a pedal fixed, just like a general condescending attitude. So a safe space where people can, like, grow as musicians and, like, start new projects and learn new skills. So that's sort of like a small, like, private meeting that we do monthly. And then we just did a event at the Wilmar Neighborhood Center on the east side. We did a showcase of a bunch of different local bands that have females in them. And then also from Milwaukee and Minneapolis, we had two touring bands come in, and it was a fundraiser for DAIS, the Domestic Abuse Prevention Center. And so we raised close to $1,000 at that, and it was sort of like an opening event to everyone to come check out, look at our mission statements and stuff, and talk to us.
As I understand it, the ultimate goal isn't to have a separate women's music scene or women's rock scene, but to have a music scene where everybody is showing up and included.
Yes, yes, definitely. I think our country has definitely established that separate is not equal. But at this point in time, everyone should be on the same page with that. And no, it's not. I think that it's important for oppressed groups to be able to have meeting places that are just there so that they can talk about their frustrations, learn things, ask questions they're not comfortable saying in front of these people. But then it's important to take those conversations and pull them back into the broader context and have that open dialogue and have the whole community involved. You know, I don't want to have a separate show. I want to feel safe at whatever show I go to. And I want to be taken seriously when I go and play whatever venue it is I play.
Of course, Madison's just one part of Wisconsin's music scene. If there are people out there listening in Milwaukee, Fox Cities, Eau Claire, you name it, do you have advice for them on how to start tackling these issues?
Start a group. I mean, anyone is free to contact any of the organizers, Half Stack Sessions, Facebook page, or me personally, and I'd be happy to have personal conversations. We did have a band from Milwaukee, Foxface, come and play our spring showcase, and they were saying, they were like, this is great. This would be amazing if we had something like this in Milwaukee, and it would be great if it spread across the state.
Tessa, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
Tessa Echevarria is the co-owner and engineer at analog recording studio Williamson Magnetic Recording Company. She joined us to talk about Half Stack Sessions, a group of people dedicated to promoting inclusion and equality in the Madison music scene.